Oil Dorado is back after a pandemic postponement. The Fossil Fuel Festival in Taft, California, celebrates the resource that built the town. Festivities include the Maids of Petroleum pageant and a facial hair contest called Whiskerino. I wonder if BJ Lederman, who writes her theme music, participated. But Matt Gillum of member station KCRW was there and sent this audio postcard from California Central Valley.
Day or night, the sheriff of Oil Dorado is keeping an eye out for people to lock up. It's not jail.
Well, it's not. It's called the Hooskow. We call it the Hooskow, yeah.
Over more than 30 years, Brian Selman has risen from a deputy in the sheriff's posse to the main guy. Sporting a waistcoat, black cowboy hat, and a pair of revolvers, he says his primary job is making people smile.
We all ham it up and have a good time with it, and that's what it's all designed to do.
Another duty? Beard enforcement.
If you don't have a beard, then you have to get a smoothness badge or we can arrest you and we take you around town, just hoot it up, and it's all just for fun.
That's right, gents. You could be headed for the Hooskow if you didn't purchase a smooth puss badge. For those that do get nabbed, it's not that bad. There's talk of chilly adult beverages for the scruffless. Because it takes over the entire town, Taft celebrates Oil Dorado only once every 5 years. But like so many events, the petrol party was called off in 2020. Shannon Miller, the first female president of the Oil Dorado Committee, is appreciating its return.
You know, it's 10 days long and there's 65 events in those 10 days. And I've been able to, you know, have a sigh of relief to see that it's happening and everybody is receptive to it and people have shown up.
Over the course of the festival, she expects some 30,000 people to participate. Among them is Les Clark. The lifelong oilman is pushing 80 and got his start in the local oil fields.
There's a lot of hard-working people out here, and I think that this gives them a time to celebrate and say, hey, we're still here.
As in, these blue-collar oil jobs continue to be the backbone of Taft. Those are on display in one of Oil Dorado's biggest events, the Oil Field Skills Competition. There's a category for welding, crane operation, and one called roustabout. That's what Alex Hernandez is getting ready for. The 23-year-old was head roustabout at his oil company.
I had originally just joined for the welding competition, but I was talking to the president of the company, and he asked me to do the roustabout one. I'm more than happy to do it.
In the oil trade, roustabouts are the grunts who do a lot of the hardest physical labor before they climb the industry ladder. For this category, the competitors have to assemble a yard-long piece of pipe using a bunch of tools, including an orange wrench the length of your arm.
All right, here we go. Ready? Go!
Hernandez grabs the wrench and some pipe and sets to work. His focus is intense. At one point, he's pressing so hard on the wrench, his feet lift off the ground. There's plenty of hammering, too. With a couple final swings, Hernandez comes out of his trance.
Done.
For not originally signing up for the roustabout contest, Hernandez didn't do too bad.
It went just like it should. I think it's just the nervous that kind of got to me, me being nervous, but I think I did pretty good.
Better than good, he won and is now an Oil Dorado champion. For the 9,000 or so people who call the town of Taft home, all the hoopla is a way to show their pride. While Oil Dorado celebrates the community's petroleum past, black gold remains very much a part of the town's present. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum in Taft, California.